this Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. Again, don't forget, the Cat Hour was out of the bag this week. We wanted to wait for the League of Women Voters to announce that they were not going to hold their proceedings, Candidates Night, as they normally do. They are not again this year because of COVID-19, so we will be doing, I don't want to say what we're doing as Candidates Night. It will be more of a debate format, same thing we did last year. Decision 21, City Council candidates involved in this, as well as some other offices, and that will be Thursday night live on this station, 7:15 until 9 p.m. You won't want to miss that. More details as the weeks go on. But you can call in questions, and you'll be able to do that starting at 7 p.m. that night, 15 minutes before we hit the air. Dial this number, and you will be able to give a question to an operator, and more than likely, we will try to get that on the air best we can to the candidates that night. That's Thursday, October the 28th, 7:15 to 9 p.m., and all of our hosts will be talking a lot more about that in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll try and mention that, by the way, on both Swap Shop tomorrow and also on my show today, A Progressive Life.
There you go. Now, where were we before? Because there were important things to talk about.
We were talking about
love and, yeah.
Makeup.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say in regard to what we're talking about. Now this is what I call flowery radio. That's my term. This is flowery. This is not political.
No.
But I do believe that's 45 and under. That's what we're all basing relationships in. Unless you find that very unique person who does do those things for you, or does take that courtesy, I think is what it is, and is not just getting you roses and flowers and, oh, you know what else? Some people are very, they need to be needed, and I think that's a sickness as well.
Yeah.
Because it really is somebody saying, I need you here, I want you home, I want, well, now we're borderlining on controlling and their neediness, and that's not love either.
Oh, boy,
Glenn, I should write a book.
Well, I did a show 2 weeks ago about the stages of life, and I've gone through all but the last one, I think, or at least...
Death.
Yeah. But I think you're right, and I think there was the initial stage where you're a child and up through your teens, and then the stage from 20 through 30 and so forth, and yeah, I think... I told my wife a long time ago that everything is based on looks, and I was probably wrong, but I do believe a lot is based on looks, and that doesn't mean you have to look like Jennifer Aniston to be selected as a wife. You can look like somebody not so handsome as she is and be beautiful to somebody else. Now, I lived my first 30 years thinking that if I didn't look good, I was not worth my salt. And matter of fact, when I started losing my hair in my early 20s, it was disastrous for me. And now that, well, actually it kind of stopped falling out when I was in my 50s, and I look back and I think, well, how silly was that? You know, I wore a hat. I don't know if you've seen my picture that I have occasionally on my Facebook where I'm sailing a sailboat and I have a winter stocking cap on in the middle of summer so that nobody can see I'm losing my hair.
Well, is this really what genuinely that we want in a I guess the term now is popular terms, companion. Is this really what we want? Do we really want somebody who sees us as looks and sees us as only in physical terms? That there is nothing beyond that. And that's a rough life.
Every time I ask myself a question like that, especially now that I'm older, I think, There are people in Ethiopia that are just trying to get enough to stay alive, you know, in food today. Why am I worried about my eye makeup? Well, I don't wear eye makeup, but if I were a woman, why would I worry about that? Why do I care that my hair stays in place when it's windy? You know, we all have different perspective on this, and I think you have to be really... I think it's a good thing to look back at yourself and say, hey, that is really foolish that you're worried about this or that. If you can be good to everybody around you, and if you can do good and be honest, you've got a good life going for you.
You know what's interesting, though, is years ago, and I will never forget it, I read an article, and it's really what this all comes down to, and it's probably been more than 10 years ago now, that the events of your life and the people in your life and everything that goes on in your life, sickness, illness, all of that, your community, your place in the world, your money, all that, when it comes down to being happy, it accounts for about 10%. 90% of your happiness is either you're born that way or you're not. Yeah. And I think to myself, am I happy? Yes. Was I born that way? I don't remember.
Well, I think your parents have a lot to do with that. I had wonderful parents and wonderful siblings, and they made my life happy all my life. And even now, I can think back about wonderful things that my family did and smile. And it's made my life much better. I hope you can do that for your own families.
But you know, one of the problems here is that that 10% can compound a bad problem. If you were born unhappy, and that's not to say this article was not saying you're unhappy every minute of your life.
Well, there are people that are chemically unhappy.
But I mean, I'm talking about a predisposition just to have... Have you ever noticed you can run into somebody in the department store who just has a tone of voice and a way of speaking that is... Their face is contorted in a way where you know they are unhappy. Now, they can tell you they're happy, but they're not. And it doesn't matter what their income is. It doesn't matter what their job is. It just... So I think you probably are born that way, but I think that other 10% is where the compounding comes from. I think that's where you really get into trouble, because if 90% is based upon being born that way, let's say you're born unhappy. Okay, you're unhappy, but... The other 10%, let's say you're in a relationship that's not so good, or you're in a job that you don't really like, or you truly don't feel you've reached your full potential. Now you're 100% unhappy, and that's where the real trouble comes in. If you can't do anything about 90%, take that 10% and really work on it.
Well, you know, I've read more than once, I've read... surveys on the happiest country in the world, and I believe it's Switzerland. It's either Switzerland or it's one of those Scandinavian countries. But it happens to be a country that is more socialistic than we are. It's a country that they don't have people that have huge power. They elect a president or something like that. And so I really think, and how many times have you heard the cliche that money doesn't make you happy? Now, there are people that have billions of dollars now, which is outrageous to me. Are they really happy? I would prefer to be the way if you said to me, Glenn, I'm going to give you $1 billion, but you're going to have a lot of problems with that because you're going to be attacked by people that want that money and all that sort of thing. No, I don't want it. I like the way my life is right now.
Well, it's funny because a few weeks ago, at the time, I did not think they were controversial at all, but... sometimes I'll make comments about the way things are going in Marion, and nothing politically, just events and general things. I mean, I remember there was a lot of talk about the Cardinals, there was a lot of talk about the popcorn festival, there was a lot of talk about things of that nature, and people took that very, very personally. Now, my belief is, my thoughts on those things I don't know why they'd make you angry. I'm guessing I was probably the last straw in that day of or maybe a particular, and I'm not saying you're an unhappy person. I'm just saying that I believe I should not be able to make you angry. I really shouldn't, because what I'm saying is very mild, and I don't know why that would make somebody, the problem is, I don't do phony radio very well. I believe in not giving your opinions on political issues and social issues, so you can do fair interviews. I believe doing fair interviews, but I don't believe that I can come on as many hours as I do a week and never give an opinion on anything going on in this community that has no belief. Now, you can disagree with my opinion. That's perfectly fine. I'm not a know-it-all. But that it would make you angry puzzles me. Disagree? That's fine.
Even Walter Cronkite had opinions.
Oh, sure. Sure. And I think some of these things are okay. And a lot of times I don't understand, and I said it at the time, and I don't think some people liked it, is that I don't complain about the television that's working. There are things in Marion that work very well. Why would I complain about that? I complain about the things that I don't think are working. So that's why you come on the air and you maybe hear more constructive criticism than you hear praise, because the good things don't need praising. They're going okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, and constructive criticism is a little different than just normal criticism. There are people that just like to criticize other things, and I'm convinced there are a lot of people that that's a way that they get to build their themselves up, is by criticizing other people and the way other people are doing stuff. I don't want to go through life worrying about other people. I have to take my dog out and go potty. So I'm not going to worry about you.
It's interesting when people will say sharp things. And I think, now, first thing that pops in my mind is I always think, I wonder what propelled that. Because I don't ever really believe it's what I'm talking about. Because, trust me, this is not life and death. You know, this is not the emergency room. These are
Closed anyway.
Yeah, it's very flowery stuff. I mean, I'm talking about an event, when I was talking about the Popcorn Festival, that happens 3 days a year in Marion. 3 days of 365. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking about the Cardinals, I'm talking about, 16 decorations?
17, isn't it?
17?
Yeah.
17 decorations in this community. That's all.
Yeah, well, now, the Popcorn Festival and the Cardinals have done nothing bad. Maybe they kind of mess up the traffic pattern downtown, the Popcorn Festival, but really, all it is positive. It goes away. Like you said, after 3 days, it's gone.
It's gone. But I think what the talk was this year was, when you drive through town and a street is closed longer than it need be, you question it. You question it in the car. You turn to the person you're riding with and you say, why is that street still closed? I just happen to do it on the radio. That's the only difference in what's happening. And somehow people, I think because so many people for years and years have done unopinionated stuff in radio, that's how it's all supposed to be. Well, I don't know that it's all supposed to be that way.
I don't want to go through life worrying about all that crap.
Do you think it's a worry, or do you think it's just a topic of conversation?
I think there are people that just like to worry.
Yeah, but I mean, if the Popcorn Festival's coming up, and you look at the entertainment roster, and you say, I don't know a name on there. Yeah. And that's what you say.
And you don't go.
Okay, but if you say that, why is that such a negative?
Yeah, well, I said that this year. I didn't know any of those people.
But that's a knock.
It wasn't intended to be a knock if I said it.
But that's what it's taken as.
But I'm sure that there were thousands of people that went and saw those shows that really had a great night.
Well, absolutely, yeah. And nobody's stopping anybody from going. Yeah. And with the Cardinals, if somebody says, I don't understand the thought behind this, Is that really a knock on those? No. They're not going away.
You can ask why people decided to do that. And quite frankly, it gives it's like a beauty spot on a beautiful woman's face. It's a tiny little beauty spot, and you only notice it every once in a while. But it adds to the beauty. Those birds didn't ask to be there. They're made out of fiberglass, I believe, and it just adds beauty to this town of Marion.
And I don't know that they are great or aren't great. I think time will tell.
Yeah.
If they bring people down there, good. If they don't, okay.
And if it, I frankly, it's made me go downtown two or three times, take my sister-in-law and my wife, and we go around and look for them. So it's bringing people downtown, even if it's just me.
But I also think sometimes opinion over time can lead to a compliment. For example, if next year's Popcorn Festival has acts that I know very well, clearly I will come on and say, wow, this year is great. Mm-hmm. And okay.
I love the year they had Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men is one of my favorite all-time groups. And I got to meet them, and that made it even better. But there were people that came up to me and said, why are we having Boyz II Men? They're past. Well, but they're good, and they were fun. And
they're a big crowd.
Yeah, huge crowd. And they are a big name, surprisingly or not. They're a lot of people.
But they're no...
Marquee thing?
The group just went out of my head.
The Beatles?
No. They were at the Popcorn Festival. I think the year after... Oh, boy, how did I forget their name? Gin Blossoms.
Oh.
There are no Gin Blossoms.
I didn't even know who the Gin Blossoms were.
Well, I don't know who Boyz II Men are, but this is a whole thing, Glenn.
Yeah, it appeals to different age groups, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I think Darl, who... I don't know if he's still doing the booking, but I think he's done an excellent job. If you knew how much many of these groups charge $1 million to show up, and or at least $100,000 to show up, and we get three groups, and I think our budget when I was last involved was about $80,000. So that's for all three groups.
Well, all I'm saying, and I offered this up last year, and I again, people can take this idea, knock yourself out. You cannot go out because of the money and get a brand new group. A matter of fact, a group is very difficult.
Well, we got lucky with the what's his name? He's a very famous country and western singer that came here on his way up, not on his way down. Presley? No. I'll know it as soon as we get off the air.
Well, but I understand the budgets are limited. So my theory was, why don't you get clearly country's big in this town, so you need to have one night that's purely country and one night that's purely not country. Now, it can be something else. So my thought was, why don't you get two singular acts that just need bands to back them up? And you're not going to get current people. So some people with some significance. And my theory was, for country night, why don't you get Ray Stevens? Because Ray Stevens played the first Popcorn Festival 41 years ago.
Really? Yeah.
So you get him back here, and that's the significance of him being here. And people will understand him because he does the funny songs and so on and so forth. Then, for the other night, you get the person who has had the biggest selling single, I believe, in the history of the world, who's still with us, who still performs, Chubby Checker.
Can you still get
it? I bet you think you still can. So I think that would be a nobody doesn't know Chubby Checker. Nobody doesn't know Ray Stevens. They would draw huge crowds. They would draw huge name recognition. And it would be fun. It would be fun. Because kids will twist, and grandmas and grandpas will twist. And Ray Stevens' music is very comical, so it will appeal to the kids in that vein. And for people who just heard Ray Stevens 41 years ago, it'll appeal to them in their vein. And they both still perform.
I think they try to get somebody that's more currently famous than either one of those two. Now, I remember Ray Stevens, and I wouldn't go to see him. But
he would draw a crowd.
I understand why people would go to see him, because he was funny. Chubby Checker, I notice he is
still performing.
He's 5 years older than I am, yeah, so but he's still 80.
But still performing.
Still hanging in there. But really not currently in... I think
well, he hasn't been current for 40 years.
Yeah, I know, but I think they try to get somebody that is currently in...
Well, I think they started doing that, and that's where the mistake was made. Because I remember when Willie Nelson came. He certainly was not at the height. I remember when George Jones came. He was not at the height. I remember when Waylon Jennings came.
But people knew who they were that were current.
Ah, that's it. Who doesn't know Chubby Checker? Who doesn't?
There are a lot of people that don't know Chubby Checker. They're all younger than I am, but
well, I
they're
you
probably
know
younger than you are.
Right, but if you can cover that range group, you're good.
I think they try to get something a little bit more edgy.
And I think that's what's happened.
Well, I like that they try to find somebody edgy. I'm, you know, that's just two different opinions, and that's why. What is
edgy, I guess?
I mean...
And I think we've got away from our country roots in that Marion is a very country-oriented town.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to play that up.
Well, they had a country group this year.
Well, they did, but it was half of a group where somebody had died. Mm. I don't know what the process behind that was. But to me, the Popcorn Festival is free entertainment. That's the difference. I believe the kids are going to go regardless because it's free and they like being down there.
Mom and dad will take them.
Yeah, but the mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, you need to give them a reason to go out on a cold September night. They're not just going to go down there to stand on the midway, but they might for Chubby Checker, free. They might for Ray Stevens, free.
I wouldn't go to either one of those if they were free.
I am just...
And I'm an old guy.
Yeah, but you didn't go last year at all, and those were edgy groups.
I haven't gone for the last 2 years just because I'm not. I've already seen all these people. I've done all that stuff.
You saw those groups last year?
No.
Well, there you go.
But I mean, I've seen that type of group. Now, when Boyz II Men came here, they had just lost one of their singers, and I offered to sing with them, and they laughed.
Turned
at
you
me.
Down.
They laughed at me.
Turned you down. I just don't. I just think that it's an idea. And, you know, we are in a youth-oriented society, though, where everybody is young, but you know what this is causing? It's causing a whole generation of people who are still alive, still vital, still active, still spending money to be left out in the cold.
Scott, I think you need to figure out that you're an old man in a young man's body.
You know what? I will tell you this. You look at where the money is spent, and Fox News has figured this out. Their average age is older than every other network. They're the most watched network. They are the most profitable network. Your age, I am not that age.
But they
people are appealing to my age group, and that's fine, and I will take that appeal. Now, you can say that that's old thinking. It's like... I forget who used to say it, but he said, I don't think old, I don't think young, I think green. And you better understand that, because that's what the whole point is. If you don't have money, you can't run the show.
Well, that's true. And I think that's why Darl's done such a great job of booking, because you can't book most of the, you know, really edgy frontline people for... three different groups for $80,000. They have to really work. And one of the things they do is they
that's my point.
They look to see people that are in the area, so they don't have to pay them. You know, they might be going from Cleveland to Cincinnati. They're going to do both jobs, and they can come through, and it won't cost extra transportation.
But have you noticed that pre-COVID, when you bring somebody in who is a person who is currently putting numbers on the charts, new songs on the radio that people are downloading on iTunes and all that sort of thing, that they don't draw a crowd. They have to put them in bars where people are coming in to drink. They have to put them in clubs. They're not headlining the Ohio State Fair. Who's headlining the Ohio State Fair? Reba McEntire. Long in the past.
Big country.
Okay, but not current. Not current at all. A woman in her 60s.
Yeah, but she's huge.
And who else are they bringing in? They're bringing in Styx, which is certainly
really old.
Really old. They're bringing in Kiss. Really old. They're bringing in all these old, old bands. And why? Because at the Ohio State Fair, they do draw. What is the Palace Book? The Palace books the Letterman. Now, we're going back into ancient history here, but what do the Letterman do? They draw a crowd.
Well, one of the guys that sings with the Letterman, Rick D'Azevedo, was a roommate of mine. So he's old.
But doesn't anybody ever take a look at this before they make these decisions?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Right, and why are we not paying attention to it? Yeah, I mean, the people who are booking certain events, why are we not paying attention to what is drawing in other venues? I mean, who's going to...
I'll guarantee you the Popcorn Festival, at least when I was there, they were looking at who is drawing, they were looking at who's in the area, who can they get for the price.
Is Boys to Men current?
Not now.
They drew a big crowd.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, why?
And we had a lot of people say, why are you getting Boys to Men?
So
there's always going to be that.
Right, but the thesis you're working off of is that new, it has to be new.
No. I don't think it has to be new. I think it has to be current, which means people have to know who they are. There are, if you went out on the street of Marion and asked who Chubby Checker is and who Ray Stevens is, I would venture to say that 95% of the people wouldn't have a clue.
But do they have a clue as to who the people were last year?
I don't know.
That's exactly right. I don't even remember their names.
No, and I don't remember names from year to year. The only one I do remember is Boys to Men.
So
that's because I like them.
So what is anything then? I mean, is it all just completely subjective?
They're looking at the dollar. They're looking at whether they're in the area, and they're looking at do enough people know who they are that they will show up to see them. They need a little celebrity. That's one thing. Like Ray Stevens, I don't think he has a celebrity anymore.
Well, see,
Chubby Checker may, but just
I think if you're still touring, you're not touring because people won't book you, and those two are.
Yeah, but their prices are probably really cheap, and that's good.
And that's what we need.
Yeah, that's good. But if you can get somebody that's more recognizable than Ray Stevens, why not get them? And I think it's a very fine line that the Popcorn Festival has to walk along to get somebody. Also, you have to be available.
Right, but who is that? That's what I'm saying. Who is that person who's in the middle? If Ray Stevens is too old and we can't afford somebody who's current, who's in the middle?
Boys to Men, that type of group.
Well, I don't know because I
we were able to get them for, I don't know, $35,000.
Jeez Louise.
Well, they had just lost a guy. And I think they were trying to reestablish themselves. I don't know. But I know that Darryl works very hard to get the best. He thinks he's getting the best he can, and he gets criticized.
Isn't there a board, though?
Yeah.
And don't they have input?
Yeah, and when I used to go to the board meetings, we would ask him, is that the best you can do? And he'd say, well, they're in this area, they cost this much,
yeah,
blah,
but
blah, blah.
All I'm saying is, the Popcorn Festival has a 40-year history, and if you go back when people say, boy, those were the big years, these were people who were so far out of their prime, and they were clearly booking them on a name recognition basis.
Yeah.
This is why Willie Nelson, at nearly 90 years old, is still touring, singing the same old songs, but you know what? He gets booked because he draws a crowd.
Yeah.
Because their parents... the kids' parents and grandparents have told them about Willie Nelson.
Oh, they listen to Willie's music because it's making a big comeback on vinyl now.
Well, that's a whole other thing. There is no, I think the Twist is certainly one of the top selling songs of all time. And I think if you're budgeted,
I wouldn't go to see somebody singing the Twist for anything.
Well, no, but there are people.
Yeah, there are people.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, at some point, we have to look at that happy medium, and I think that's what the Popcorn Festival did for many years. The first year...
I think they still do.
The first year, the entertainment was Henny Youngman.
That's who
they
could get.
And that started a 40-year tradition.
That's who they could get, probably, if they had asked somebody more popular than Henny. And Henny was pretty popular back then.
But he... Not in 81.
I think he was still popular.
I don't think Henny Youngman was ever off anybody's tongue.
He was a name that everybody knew because he had been on Sullivan, he had been on Carson.
But Sullivan had been off the air for 20 years
in
81.
People know those people.
But you're saying it's Chubby Checker. Chubby Checker was on Sullivan.
Yeah, and okay. I'm not so much against Chubby Checker, but it's my own personal belief that that would be a boring show, I wouldn't go to it. But that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be a lot of people that would go see Chubby Checker. I think Chubby Checker probably has name recognition enough that he could draw a big crowd here.
But so then we're in agreement.
We're in agreement on that, but I wouldn't book him. It depends on how much he. It depends on how much he.
Bet he's in the 20,000 range.
Well, we don't know. So.
That's just my guess because again, I looked at this from the idea of name recognition, bringing in people from other than Marion who would drive to see this person, would have. They're not a group. A group is always more expensive.
I'm going to try to get Darryl to come on my show.
Bring him on.
We'll talk about that. I'm trying to look up his... I don't have his number, but...
You know who draws a big crowd all the time and as old as dirt? The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, I think the Oak Ridge Boys would bring a huge crowd in here.
And they were here.
And I think the Gaither band would bring a huge crowd.
Right, but is that thinking old or is that thinking smart?
I don't know.
They're old.
I listen to the Gaithers... Even and I'm very much not in favor of religious music. It bores me. But the music that the Gaithers wrote had such extra fine quality of blend and stuff like that. And Phillips, I think his name is Phelps, and I'm trying to remember the guys that sing in the group. They just have terrific voices, and I think they would bring a huge crowd in. I don't think we could get them, but.
I guess my point has always been people want to believe that they're thinking young, and I'm not necessarily sure that they are. They are not. They're looking at it from a subjective point of view, which is, what do I think? Now, to be honest, I was not alive in the Chubby Checker era. I've never been to a Chubby Checker concert. I have never been to a Ray Stevens concert. I did not go to the Popcorn Festival in 1981. These people have no anything to me. What I looked at was financially, notoriety, stark difference in performing styles, and the history of this 41-year thing. Ray Stevens, to me, is strictly the last one. Henny Youngman's dead. He's still performing. He was at the first Popcorn Festival. That's a nice story. And Chubby Checker is, if you don't know who he is, he's certainly Googleable. He's not part of a band. And there are people who I'm sure follow him around, much like Bobby Vinton. I didn't know Bobby Vinton from Adam, but you know what? Filled up the palace.
Oh, I guarantee it, because everybody of my age group know his name.
But you know who else filled up the palace? Roy Clark.
You know who else filled up the palace? The United States Army Field Band.
And you know who didn't fill up the palace?
Who?
Weird Al Yankovic. Now, figure it out.
I don't understand
Now, that's the point. The problem is that the people who are spending money, the people who are going to shows, the people who are not fixated on their telephones, are not 30 years old.
I'm going to tell you what I tell my wife when she's complaining about the talking heads on TV. If you feel that strongly about it, Shut your mouth and go down and volunteer to do
that's what I'm doing here.
Work on
this. I'm saying this is my idea. This is my idea. Take it or leave it. Do what you want. But I think this would do something. You know a reason, Chubby Checker and Ray Stevens have both been on this show. You know why people book people like that? Because they have a story. And when they go and do publicity, which is a big part of what you do, publicity and accessibility. And those two people could headline any talk show. They could, and people would be happy to have them. And people are a lot more accommodating to come on your show when they're promoting something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's why you always see people on TV that are have a book to sell.
Well, I think it's very interesting that I believe it's next week, Friday at the Palace, I think 22nd, they've got three country music artists who all, one time or another, I think had top 10 singles. And all, and they are all under the age of 70, I believe. I don't think any of them is even near 70. But they alone now cannot fill 1,400 seats.
That's
they've got to travel as a trio.
Huh.
Why is that?
Because they aren't as popular as they used to be, I guess.
No, because the Palace can't get Taylor Swift down there.
Oh, no.
She'd fill it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But it costs so $50,000 to book Chubby.
Oh, is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then he must be drawn. He's more than Boys to Men.
But they wouldn't. Well, I'm not, I don't know what we paid for Boys to Men. It was somewhere.
I bet it wasn't 50.
No, it wouldn't have been
50. With an $80,000 budget.
But we couldn't afford him. So
but doesn't that say something? That I think that proves my point. We couldn't afford him, but he is drawing such big crowds that at $50,000 a pop, he's still getting booked.
But the Popcorn Festival doesn't care about how big a crowd they're going to draw because they only have X number of spots.
Oh, I understand. But I'm saying that's interesting. You got three guys, all younger than Chubby, all have had big hits, have to perform together at the Palace Theater next Friday night. Chubby Checker commands a bigger paycheck.
I think his name is pretty big. I mean, everybody knows who Chubby Checker is.
Yeah, earlier on you said there are people who don't.
Yeah, there are. You go downtown in downtown Marion and ask anybody that walks by, and I bet that most people will know his name, but they won't know his name.
Yeah,
music.
But you can't command $50,000, obviously, and those are paid seats. Places he's playing.
Well, $50,000 plus that you have to pay their transportation.
Right. So obviously he's drawing.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah.
But we can't afford him.
So. Well, but why though? On the thesis here is you got to be young.
No, I don't. Well, I didn't intend to make that.
Well, you said
point.
My thinking that was I'm thinking old.
I'm thinking current. You need to be currently recognizable. There are people that are my age that are currently recognized.
Do you think that the three guys at the Palace next week who've all had top 10 hits...
You have a little ladybug on your chest. It's a ladybug.
Do you think all three of them together are commanding $50,000?
I don't know who they are.
I just don't believe that's possible on the Palace stage because you'd never recoup your money off the seats.
Absolutely not.
So you got three guys who've all had hits since Chubby Checker, who are all younger than Chubby Checker, who have all done music videos on CMT and toured this country alone, and the three of them together can't command... Because there are certain people who are in a pantheon because when they were hot, there were three channels and you just knew who they were.
Well, I've cut two albums and nobody'd come and pay a dime to see me.
No, but I believe Chubby Checker, I believe the twist, like I say, hottest selling singles, I believe it's up there.
What's that?
Chubby Checker.
Still?
Yeah. I think you bring, and again, you can't because some are dead and some are, but there are people who have that timeless appeal. Elvis Presley would have been one of those people. The Beatles, any one of the Beatles would have been that type of person. They're just people who are from an era, who had an audience. Anybody really before 1985 and the proliferation of cable television and the internet. They had such a big audience when they did anything. You know, the highest rated television show in 1984 was drawing 35 million people a week. The highest rated television show now is drawing 17, 16.
But in 84, we only had three stations.
That's the point. Yeah. Somebody popular now will never reach the audience that somebody of that era. That's the whole conundrum we're in right now because of the splintering of media.
I think if you were actually involved with the Popcorn Festival and the booking of the bands, you'd have a different tune. But that...
certainly you got to stay in budget.
I've been involved in it, and I know how hard they work to get good groups. And much of it has to do with, are they available in the area, you know?
Well, I'm not saying they... I'm not criticizing the Popcorn Festival for their booking. What I'm saying is are there people who they don't look at anymore? Who was booking 20 years ago when Willie Nelson got booked?
Well, like I said, I'm going to try and get him on my show sometime.
Would you have ever thought in the 90s that George Jones would draw a big crowd?
I don't know.
He did.
He has a big name.
Would you? Exactly. That's all we're looking for here. Would you have guessed that in the 90s...
I wouldn't have gone to see him.
...that Waylon Jennings would have drawn a big crowd?
I might have gone to see him.
He did. Would you have guessed that in the 90s that the Oak Ridge Boys would have drawn a big crowd?
I think the Oak Ridge Boys would draw a big crowd for the last 5 decades.
Right, but if the Oak Ridge Boys had come along 5 years ago, they wouldn't. They were in an era...
I don't know that.
Well, I haven't seen it. If I do see it, you know, it's just interesting to me. I mean, who is a huge band right now?
That's a good question. I have no idea of who, because I listen to bands from the 80s, 90s, maybe the early 2000s, and I don't really listen to the current stuff just because I'm not interested in it.
Well, and this becomes a problem.
What's that?
For the people who are booking these shows.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because you can't book young enough because of the price the current bands offer to get the young people there, but you don't want to go so far back because you feel then you're booking an old audience for the people who would come down
there. Don't really think... I don't think they even think about what the audience that they're booking because they really... They just want to have somebody that everybody will say, oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to look up how much the Oak Ridge Boys would have charged. let's see if they...
That's a lot of dough for Chubby Checker.
Yeah. average price... Oh, tickets as low as... average price of an Oak Ridge Boys ticket is $64, so...
Really?
Yeah. they go down as low as $31, but you can't see them from where you're sitting. it doesn't give me a booking
price. But they're playing the theaters now, aren't they? I wonder if the show at the Palace will be full. That'll be interesting.
That will, yeah. I don't know who those three guys are.
I'll find out the names.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, but they're all I looked at them at one point, and they all... They're 90s guys.
Did you recognize their names?
Some of them, but they were all big. They would have been considered big country stars in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that's not all that long ago.
No.
20 years. We're not talking Willie Nelson's era.
That long ago.
So it's interesting, but I think that's the fracture of the internet.
I think Willie Nelson has stayed current for... he's been current all... He's been current... all my life, so I think he's current with young people today. There are people that want to listen to him. I didn't like Willie Nelson very much, and my son's brother-in-law brought me into his sound room, which was nothing but vinyl, and played Willie Nelson on vinyl for me, and I have become a Willie Nelson fan. And I said to him, why do you even have this music? He said, well, he's really hot right now with the young people.
I went to an Oak Ridge Boys concert, Christmas concert, 2 or 3 years ago, and I could not believe the energy that they still projected into that room. And I'm guessing at $50,000, that's what Chubby Checker does, and I'm guessing that Ray Stevens, having his own cabaret studio in Nashville, still does. So I think that's probably, it's the energy that they are still able to provide. It's like an old comedian. You know, Jerry Seinfeld certainly is not at the top of his game right now. That would have been when he was doing his television series, which again is in the 90s. But Jerry Seinfeld, you put him on a bill, the kids might not know who he is or ever seen Seinfeld, but in his day, his show was garnering 30 million people a week. You can't forget people. That's why Bill Cosby stayed so current for so long.
Yeah.
There's a certain group of people who play to such large audiences at a time that you can't ever do it again.
Oak Ridge Boys would only cost us $75,000.
That's all?
Yeah.
A drop in the bucket. I'm done for the day. A Progressive Life coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And this show had my name on. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. And, you know, I'll just never forget it. I'm glad it happened. I feel blessed.
Do you ever think of an epitaph?
Yeah, I have. A couple of them. One would be...